the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So our Lord heals this man, deaf and dumb. Deaf and dumb, but before he does, he groans. He groans to heaven. And perhaps he was groaning because this man symbolized the deafness and the dumbness of the people, his children, all people of the world, who don't listen to God, don't heed his message, and then they don't speak. They don't speak in his favor, and don't speak for the glory of God. So this is what we can reflect on today, how we need to listen, how we need to listen and heed to the word of God. And listen and heed means to put into practice what we hear. And to listen means not just by the ears, but to be ready to change, ready to put into practice what we hear from our Lord. And we hear things from our Lord, from the scriptures, from sermons, from our neighbor, from our superiors, from nature, from circumstances and events that happen to us. God speaks to us in all these different ways, even through children. And we will learn so many things if our ears are open to listen. And to listen means to, you know, I think we, as we listen, we need to be ready to hear the most difficult things from our Lord, what we need to do to change in our personal life, in our spiritual life, in our relations with our neighbor. We listen for the most difficult thing. If we can be ready to change and to do what God is asking us to do in the most difficult things, then we'll listen to him in everything that he tells us to do. So this means an openness to listen to anything that our Lord asks us to do. And you can start by saying to our Lord and to our Lady, who govern us, that they can do to me, to you, and in your life, whatever they see is best for us and for those we love, who we influence. We say that, and then God will take us at our word. And we know that our Lord will do the best thing for us, and we need to be willing to do that, and to also to be open to the cross, to difficulties, and to sadness, perhaps some pain, some suffering. You know, we have to be, this is what this life is all about. There are crosses to carry. This is really the meaning of life. Now, we're here to work, we're here to suffer a little or a lot, whatever God we can do. And we do it for reparation for our sins and for saving so many souls, saving so many people. And being willing to carry the cross is charity. You know, if we're not willing to carry the cross for our neighbor, to help our neighbor on salvation, then we're not very charitable. We don't have very much love in our heart. It's not very much generosity in our heart. And do you want to be that kind of person with no charity or little charity, this little flame of love, charity for our neighbor? So perhaps God has saved you and me. Perhaps he has saved you and you're on the way to salvation. We can't stop there. We have to save others who have been unfortunate, not as fortunate as you and me, who receive the grace of God. We now must love our neighbor, which means to help them by carrying crosses, by praying for them, by carrying them sometimes, who may be cross to us because of their lack of grace or their lack of virtue. We carry them and we offer up what they do to us for their salvation, our family members and our neighbors, those who we work with. We need to be open to this, open to whatever our Lord asks us to do. And are you set in your ways? Are you set in your ways and not willing to listen to what God may be calling you to do more for him, more for our neighbor, to improve yourself? Because we have so many things to improve. And if you're set in your ways and you don't want to change, then you're not going to listen. You're not going to listen to God, you know? You're not going to listen to our Lord. You won't be open, and you won't grow, and you'd probably just go backwards. You get worse, and you won't do much good for yourself or for your neighbor. We're here to serve God. We're here to perfect ourselves, and we're here to save others, save souls, which means we need to listen. We need to listen to what God is asking us to do on a daily basis. What is His will, and what do I need to do to change my life? Because I don't know, I don't have all the answers even for myself, for yourself. We have to, on a daily basis, be open to the Word of God, to what He will speak to you and me. And how do you listen? How do you listen? You know, it starts with the very break of dawn, very crack of dawn, very moment you wake up in the morning, you turn to God, say, I'm open. My ears are open, my heart is open to you and what you want me to do today. And, you know, God speaks to us all day long. He speaks to us whether we're listening or if we are listening. He may not even speak to us if He knows we're not going to listen. So we need to be open all day long to all the ways He will speak to us, and we need to have that spirit of silence. Not always going to have silence in our day, but we can have that spirit of silence, and then God will speak to us no matter how much noise is around us, no matter how much activity we are involved in, no matter how many things we are doing, God will still speak to our heart. And if we are open and listening, we will hear it and we will know what to do. And from there, of course, we need the grace to put it into practice, which starts with our goodwill. My will is, yes, I want to hear your word. I want you to speak to me. And I want to put it into practice. And I ask for your grace, your help, and your strength to put it into practice. So all these things are involved in listening to God, being open. You know, we have to be silent. We have to be quiet when we can be. Come into church, adoration, prayer in our own quiet room where we go and close the door, as our Lord said. And just be there in silence, talking to our Lord and listening to Him. Or just, you know, listening to our neighbor and listening to things that other people may tell us that we're doing wrong. Do you listen to that? Do you listen to sometimes people gossip about you and say you do this or that, that's wrong, and a lot of times they're right? Do you listen to that kind of thing? We should. We should listen even to gossip, sometimes gossip about ourselves. Of course, gossip shouldn't. It's not good, and it's not right, but we can bring good out of evil, bring good out of the evil that other people do to their own detriment, and we pray for them. And, but we listen for our own benefit, to help ourselves, to help us serve God better, and to help others. So we listen in all these ways. We listen to circumstances, events that happen to us. God speaks to us in providence, and He teaches us so many things. He teaches us through the cross, teaches us to be patient, teaches us to practice charity. If we will only be open, we will only listen to Him. And the other part of the message today is that we need to speak of God. We need to speak of His message. We can't speak unless we have received. We can't speak until we have listened to God. And then, you know, once we have, then we can speak of Him. And it doesn't always have to be in words. It should be, more importantly, in action, in example, in putting into practice the teachings and the virtues and imitating Jesus. This is how we speak more loudly than words, and much better than words. But sometimes we have to speak in words too. And we need to speak in words, especially of charity. Especially of charity. Our words should exude charity to our neighbor. Everything we say should be to the benefit of our neighbor, to help them in some way, to lift them up, or to speak of good, speak of things that will help our neighbor, to edify them. If we're going to speak of things that are not edifying, they shouldn't be said at all. And certainly we don't want to speak anything evil, anything vain, anything uncharitable. So really the primary focus and intention in our speech should be charity. Everything I say should exude charity for the good of others and for my own good. I can say things edifying to others that edifies ourselves, and it's coming out of our own mouth. And God speaks through our own selves sometimes when we don't even know what we're going to be saying next. But if we are open to our Lord, then He will use us. He will use us as these instruments. So let us thank God for all that He has done to teach us, thank Him for speaking to us on a daily basis for our own good, because He loves us and wants us to be good, holy, and wants us to be happy and to get to heaven and to bring everyone else there through our influence.